Be choiceful, Fred.
Yes, yes.
Be choiceful.
I've refrained from calling you this week because I've had a bad cold, and I know one time I called you. I was reclining on my bed here, and my voice wasn't very good then, and I'm afraid it's not the best this evening, but I thought maybe you would endure, or at least...
I don't think you've ever had a pretty voice.
I don't know about that exactly, Tommy.
Did you used to one time have a real pretty voice?
I do have a real pretty voice.
You do?
Yes, yes. I have.
How come you don't use it on my show?
Well, I do use it on your show, and I just say this week I've had a cold and I've refrained from calling. But on yesterday, did you see the article on the business section of the Star Tribune? For executives only, and it was by Harvey McKay. The Chinese will teach the world how to compete, and the byline of the article is Outswimming the Sharks by Harvey McKay.
Can Harvey McKay write a book without a shark being in there? What's the story with that guy? I've never read any of his stuff, but what's with him and putting sharks in his book?
Well, he's got a book, Swimming with the Sharks.
And there's some other shark book. There's another shark book. He said, you ever see a shark when
shark.
He clamps down on someone his eyes? You ever see their eyes? Their dark eyes like a doll's eyes. And when they clamp down, those eyes roll back in their head.
Do you know that...
He's obsessed with sharks.
Would you like to swim with sharks?
I'm always trying to convince him it was just a boating accident. This was no boating accident.
What are the odds that they...
Farewell and adieu to ye fair Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu, ye ladies of Spain. For we've received orders for to sail back to Boston. And never more shall we see you again.
What are the odds, Tommy, that they take a nibble on Tommy Mitchell?
You go in the tank? You go in the cage.
Yeah, if you're in the
cage. Cage goes into the water.
Depending on
sharks in the water.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're leaving the year as far as China is concerned. They're now leaving.
That's got to be a 20-footer. 25, at least.
Oh, you better be concerned about China, Tommy. I mean, I don't know. You're not. You're rather flippant about a lot.
I'll never wear a life jacket again.
You're flippant, and you've got to recognize that you've got a fourth of the world's population to be involved here. And do you know how aggressive the Chinese are as far as being able to compete?
What?
We're leaving the year of the ox and entering the year of the tiger.
No, it's the year of the shark, Fred. It's the year of the shark. You ever see a shark's eyes like a doll's eyes, black eyes? And they roll back in their head when they clamped. I'll never wear a life jacket again.
Well, you're leaving the year of the ox, Tommy, and entering the year of the tiger. Now, that doesn't mean Tiger Woods, because I know you're not interested in golf, so I'm not going to go into that. But tigers are great hunters because they rely on their eyes and ears. And they're big.
Shark's a perfect machine. It's an eating machine. That's what it is. Always moving.
They didn't call the tigers.
He can't go down with three tanks on him. Not with three, he can't.
Well, I wanted to get to the point of this article, at least, Tommy, with you tonight, because I'm going to get you on a slow boat to China, and we're going over there and have our next party, I think. I used to sing that song to my wife, and she never liked that.
What song did you used to sing?
I want to get you on a slow boat to China.
What the heck was that all about? That kind of a...
By myself, alone, get you and keep you. Well, something like that.
I want you as my political prisoner. Down in a dungeon, I want to do some things to you. Grab you a thumbscrew, put it right to you. I want you to talk. Let's go for a walk. 5 minutes in the yard, then I hit you pretty hard. Come to China, dear. To China, won't you go? To China, won't you go? To China, won't you go? Huh?
We're going to close off tonight with Hold That Tiger, but anyway...
Hold That Tiger!
You know that.
We're going to change it to Hold That Shark, though.
But anyway, this Harvey McKay had a molding company in Johannesburg.
Probably called Swimming with the Sharks Molding Company, or Watch Out for the Sharks Molding Company. Or...
He thought he was had enough business acumen to be able to turn any business around. He had 2,000 workers at the company.
He's no Chainsaw Al.
Any kind of situation into a profit, but he wasn't able to do that, so he decided to sell the company. And you know who decided to buy that company?
Let me guess.
In Johannesburg?
Let me guess. Robert Shaw.
No, the Chinese agreed to buy it.
No.
But they gave him a decent price for it.
But we delivered the bomb.
They're going to move the operation.
We delivered the bomb.
Stock and barrel to China. They're going to get all of that stuff on the boat and take it to China and keep the business going there. And they wanted to know what the accommodations they could get for 16 guys they're going to send over to Johannesburg in order to handle the move. And they got the lowest, McKay says price.
What the hell was that?
That was a nuclear explosion in China. but that,
I better go check on that. Hang on a second. Hang on a second. Blue wire. The blue wire. Just got the blue wire. It's a blue wire. And a red wire. Red wire. Red wire. Red wire.
That's your...
Red wire.
That's your biological clock ticking, Tommy. Your biological
clock. What were we talking about, sharks?
Yeah, we're talking about trying to get accommodations for these 16 guys that are going to bring the...
You find 16 guys and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Hey...
The first thing they get is they get a price ranging from $44 bed and breakfast to about $150. And they said that was too much. Then they got a price.
That's a good one.
$30. Still not cheap enough. So then they got the cheapest that they could find, the real flop houses.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? No one understands what you are talking about. Shut up.
Well,
just shut up. What an inane caterwauling. Zip it. And move on with the show.
Oh, easy. Who the hell is that? Is that the guy with the demolitions?
I think that's the guy with the next nuclear bomb. But
well, I don't know what the hell. I've lost control of the program.
Then they faxed me again. Mm-hmm. They wanted a K company. Mm-hmm. For 16 cots.
Yeah.
16 cots. 16 cots. Chinese.
Oh, Harvey, don't you call me, because I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
And what do you get? You get a little bit older and deeper in debt.
Yeah, St. Peter,
then I can't go. Because I owe my soul to the company store.
Keep going, Freddie.
Well, then they asked for the...
No, keep going, the rest of the words.
To buy 16 cots.
So you got 16 cots? What do you get?
Yes.
16 cots? What do you get? 16 caps, what do you get? Good night's sleep. You bet, that. What you get is 16 caps. Get them, Freddy! Hey.
The workers were then going to get to sleep in the factory, and they also sent a cook along in order to do the cooking there. Now, do you know
that they had a cook,
Tommy, that in a one-room...
Harvey McKay never calls my program.
Yeah, I know, but I'm giving you...
You know, if I ever see that guy out on the street, I'm going to tackle him.
All right, here's Harvey McKay's moral.
Yeah.
The real...
I'll show you his toupee.
...hasn't begun. Wait until we start competing head-to-head with the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
With the Chinese. Now,
yeah, he was talking ping pong.
Hong Kong, Tommy. In Hong Kong...
No, ping pong.
I've known a missionary that worked...
I knew a missionary.
In Hong Kong.
Ping pong.
And you know in Hong Kong...
Ping pong.
In one room, there are four families.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Each family has one corner of the room.
Oh, okay.
And we have in our country...
I think I heard about that. Who is the guy who plays for the Green Bay Packers? He said the Chinese are real good at that, cramming a bunch of people in the house. Was his name Reggie?
He must have been a good cornerback.
I don't know, but he hates gays. Huh?
Good cornerback, I suppose.
I don't know.
But I wanted to... What was I going to say about that last song I wanted to sing with you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, hold
on
it.
On a Chinese
Well, I mean, we haven't seen the tip of the iceberg yet.
You know, in Butte, Montana, at the turn of the century, it was a $50 fine to kill a Chinese fella.
What was that?
In Butte, Montana, at the turn of the century, it was a $50 fine if you killed a Chinese fella.
$50 fine.
$50, yeah. Paid the fine. They said, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in China, at least they have justice.
In China right now, $50 if you kill a guy from Butte.
They don't bother with a jury in China. They just take the guy before the judge, and he's guilty of murdering somebody. They take him out and shoot him.
Mm-hmm.
And
they roll the tanks
justice,
over. And he says, don't tread on me.
Justice is swift and certain.
Whatever happened to Loretta Swit, by the way? Remember her?
Swift?
Lieutenant Houlihan. Swit. Wasn't it Swit?
Swit. Yeah. No, I don't know.
Probably
that.
Went the way of the girl from All in the Family. Probably doing Christian Children's Fund ads.
Meathead's Gloria?
Yeah, Gloria.
Meathead's wife.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I liked that All in the Family. Of course, Archie was not really, he wasn't, that was, he just played that part of being a redneck. He's a liberal, too, but arch liberal. But
it's hard to believe that that's a bigger insult to Archie, although it is in your mind, than just Archie as Archie. You're saying, you know what, he really wasn't that good of a guy like that. He was actually a liberal.
Yeah, I got to tell you that, but you know, but I had a funeral.
I'll tell you something about that Archie, Tommy. You know. Oh, there, sure, he came across as a hero, but I found out later he was a liberal.
Let me give you this story, Tommy, just a little bit about you. I had a funeral.
Why is that drum playing? I'm doing a show.
Yeah, I had a funeral once for a guy that... they wanted
did he know
me to
about
play.
It?
You know what song they wanted me to play?
Let me guess. I've got it right here. I've got it because it was played at my uncle's funeral. This one. No, that's not it.
No, not that one. But
I got a funeral song here somewhere. Where the hell's a funeral song?
No, you got to play
it. Don't tell me I don't have one.
I had a stereo.
Oh, I have the funeral music. Dang, I want the funeral music. I'll get it. I'll find it. It's really sad. Wait on a second. Where's the funeral music? Doggone it.
Yeah, but the funeral music.
I got it. Hey, here it is.
The record. Happy Acres, when we were out there for Halloween, Tommy, remember that one?
Let's get back to the ping pong story you were telling.
Here's the song.
Oh, the ping pong. Would you quit crying? Now, who the hell's doing that?
I had to play it for him.
Huh?
I had to play this song for him.
Uh-huh.
You know what it was?
Huh?
I did it my way.
Oh, okay.
I did it my way.
Okay.
And that's one of the, that's a real sad commentary on the life of a
Riley?
Guy that was a Bobby Soxer. And you can't remember those days, of course. No. I can remember back how the gals they just
Why are we
fooled.
Still
even,
talking?
Even my wife now, who's now 69, she remembers how.
I bet she loves that you're telling that to the world, 50,000 watts. Fred's wife is 69.
Well, she's 69, that's all
69,
right.
69, Fred's wife.
I'm 73, but when she was in high school, she went to
Minnie Academy. That's all the older you're going to get after this
she
call.
She went to Minnie Academy, which is a Christian school, but
this call has come to an end.
She was quite enthralled
Tom Waits?
What's the guy that died now?
Tom Waits.
No.
Sonny Bono?
The guy that died today.
Jim Morrison.
He didn't run up the tree.
I don't know.
He went up
Be
the
careful
tree.
Over there.
But
I don't know who the guy was.
You know who it was.
We got to have a funeral again. Hang on, I'll get it.
The funeral?
I'll get it. Funeral music. Stop it.
Yeah,
so Fred.
I got my 50-year recognition being licensed.
Okay, I gotta take a break here.
But before you get that, Tommy, I want to sing Hold That Tiger. In honor
All right,
of
Hold
China,
the Tiger. Hold the Tiger!
In honor of China entering the year of the tiger. Let's go. Hold that tiger.
Hold that tiger.
Hold that tiger. Hold that tiger. Hold that tiger. Hold that tiger. Hold that tiger. Hold that tiger rag. You got that one?
Oh, yeah, got that. Yep.
Huh?
Yeah. All right.
Put that in your repertoire. And remember
that.
Remember that Undertaker Fred said, "Watch out, we're in the year of the tiger."
And remember what Richard Dreyfuss said: "This was no boating accident."
Okay. But don't worry, Tommy. Worry is sin, shows a lack of faith.
Uh-huh.
Good to hear Father Rick last night. God bless you, Father Rick. Keep working with those four boys out there in Colorado. Okay? And then you got Tommy to take care of, too. God bless.
God bless, now. Mishki, AM 1500 KSTP.